Sean and Sue on a Tuesday morning. Right now we have 36 degrees. Let's catch up today. Jen's got your headlines for you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Governor Murphy is set to lay out his final fiscal plan Tuesday afternoon. He will deliver his 2026 budget in the face of rising costs from everything from eggs to energy. He's expected to address Garden State affordability, public education, and mass transit funding. The governor and state lawmakers are required by law to enact a balanced state budget by July 1st. Jersey Shore residents are being warned about a new scam that appears as text messages on their phones. In some instances, the message claims the recipient has unpaid toll invoices they need to pay or face excessive late fees with links attached to the message to pay. Some messages claim the resident owes a fee for an easy pass violation, but authorities are urging residents not to click on these links. A Brick Township man faces a plea deal and takes the plea deal in an animal hoarding case nearly 2 years ago. 56-year-old Jeffrey Finley pleading guilty to two counts of animal cruelty in connection with 157 cats and three dogs rescued from his home in May 2023. A few dozen cats suffered serious injuries. Some were euthanized due to improper care. Prosecutors will recommend 180 days in jail and a lifetime ban on owning animals. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Jen Ursillo. Now here's Dan Zarro with Shore Weather.
Today's weather will feature more clouds than yesterday, a little shower chance, and mild temperatures. We'll reach for about 54 this afternoon. With a mix of clouds and sun, there is a slight chance of a late-day rain shower. Clearing skies tonight and comfortably cool. Low of 38. We stay above freezing again. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then clouds build in the afternoon. High again 54, reaching for 57 on Thursday, with a period of rain likely at some point Thursday, too. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.